Hello. All right. Looks like we have a good turnout right on time. Florian, would you be able to take notes?
Yeah,
Great.
I'm on it.
So we have kind of a broad topic today, and I actually didn't really develop any more of a outline for today other than just that we have this we've been trying to figure out what to do with our documentation. Specifically, visibility and organization seems like part of it. I did post the breaking changes doc, but I think there's still a lot of discussion going on about that. So we could talk about where it might live, but we don't need to talk about the details of it. Or it's kind of sounding like that might end up being its own Wednesday, but we'll see how it goes. So a couple folks had volunteered, I think Shelley and Alameda, to that they'd be interested in working on documentation. So I don't know if either of you have anything that you want to talk about right off or have thoughts.
No, not anything to talk about. I thought this would be a good exercise in getting more familiar with all the documentation that we have.
Okay. All right. So that's one thing we can definitely do. Alameda?
Yeah, we can we can talk about the current state. The fact that there are three documentation locations. And then as a new developer on the project, what resources will they use to get up to speed? I think that the answer to that question is not clear. Those jump out to me right now.
Great. Thank you. Wayne?
Yeah, I was curious what the scope of this conversation was, because if the scope is all the documentation, that's quite a large and potentially overwhelming scope, which I think the project has tried to tackle in the past and been stymied a little bit. So I'm just curious what the what do we hope the scope of this project to be?
So, when you ask that, the first thing that comes into my head is like something that would be, for lack of a better word, like a dashboard of where to find all the documentation. Because I think you're right, the whole dev.folio documentation is not going to go away. Like, that's always going to be in a separate place. And then what's in the wiki is in a separate place and also quite disorganized. Like just the wiki itself could use some organization. And then there's also stuff in GitHub, two different GitHub repositories.
Well, and then there's also I think there's also just our own documentation, like getting our own house in order as the technical council.
Yeah.
That I think might be right, like maybe that's a project on its own, and maybe that's separate from what we're hoping to accomplish here. So I didn't really understand what the scope. I don't think I understood what the scope was. I thought the scope was the latter, getting the technical council's own documentation in order, organizing our wiki space, as a I think the metaphor of a dashboard is really helpful to say, hey, this is where you find RFCs, this is where you find the officially supported technologies. This is, all the things that developers need to know from us. But it sounds like the scope that Olamide and others are thinking about is much larger.
Yeah. Okay. I think I was thinking more like as you were, Shelley.
I was thinking like what Wayne had said, that it's just our kind of technical counsel organizing that section of the documentation.
Okay. So maybe we should we take a quick look at what we have, in case everybody doesn't know? So here's our wiki page, which is great. But then here are our sub pages, which are decidedly not great. It's just very random what's in here. Or at least I find it very random. And then we have things like, so like this browser support thing that, and then like whatever the breaking changes thing ends up being, where they're like policies that we've just kind of thrown over here. And then we also have the decision records and the RFCs, this Folio AWS budget from 20. I mean, there's like just old stuff. We do have something marked archive, so things could get dragged down at the archive. So I feel like the thing that hits me in the face most often is just looking at these pages and being like, I don't know what's happening. Like, we, for some reason, we made a page way out here when we were having our compare, our talking about voting rules that probably should have been instead like a sub page of the discussion that we had, Christy.
So take this with a grain of salt because I'm still trying to figure out how the technical council is operating. I'm new here. But it seems to me that it would be useful to have a structure that provides context for all of these documents. I know that when I'm working on documentation, or when I'm trying to use documentation, the thing that frustrates me the most is having to know where it is. And if you don't know where it is, it's almost impossible to find. So having a good organizational structure that provides context and points to documentation rather than having a long list of documents can be useful, almost as a directory to all of the documentation. So that might be a way of trying to audit and organize everything that is here already.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, especially like the topic for today was originally called dev documentation visibility, and then I just made it documentation. But like, clearly one of the things that's happening over here is that we have our sort of logistics of the TC pages, like voting comparisons and calendar, mixed in with things that are actually for developers, like browser support or breaking changes. Shelley?
I agree kind of like what Christy was saying. And then I was also thinking like how, we have this page that spells out the charter for the technical council. So it's kind of, to me, it's like what we're supposed to be doing. And if there's some way to, on that sidebar, to organize the pages in a way that reflects the charter. I don't know. But then that doesn't really, but I agree about like, oh yeah, we have some logistic type things here, which wouldn't really be in the charter. But in terms of like people trying to find information of like what the technical council is supposed to be doing and maybe organize it somehow in a way that's leads back to what's spelled out in the charter. I don't know. Just a thought.
Todd?
Kind of related to Christy's comment in the chat about like who's the audience for the different documents. Like the browser support page is one that's a really good example because my recollection from of the discussion was that around that was this is that specific thing is more like technical policy. So it's both directed at developers, but also directed at the broader community. Like what should you be able to expect? And so that's something worth remembering is we do have some things that are really targeted broadly, and I yield to Mark.
Yeah, I'll just slip in before Mark. But the support policy that's living off in a Google Doc that I never got pulled into the wiki is, I think, in this same category of like, it's a question that implementers have also. Mark?
I mean, my question was going to be, can we drop the whole developer part of this conversation? If we've reframed this conversation to organizing the TC space, then Todd's right. We have more audiences than just developers. And actually, I don't know how useful one audience is at this point in this conversation. But given that people have brought up some of these policies, it's worth keeping in mind some of the history here, which is that we've been a bit of a lost and found for some of this stuff, right? You could argue that the browser support stuff isn't a technical decision. You could argue that that decision is a product decision, but nobody in the product space wanted to own it, so we got it, and so it got just put in here. Similarly, the support period stuff, again, not really a technical decision, really a product or a community decision, but again, just got kind of put here. So there's some history to some of this stuff that might be relevant. I agree with folks about trying to get an information architecture together. The whole community could do with doing that, but we're only playing in our own space at the moment. We might want to be cautious about just having a policy space, a subspace in our thing, because that could just become a different kind of dumping ground. But what's our goal here? Is it purely to organize what we've already got in the in the in the in that's in that's inside the TC's purview?
Kelly?
I would think it would be to organize, but also through the process, discover what is lacking. Kind of like a what with the current state and where we want to be, and what's the gap between that.
Yeah, and as we're talking about just that, so it makes sense to organize the stuff that we have control over. And I understand that we want to broaden from just the developers. But if we do consider the developers as one of the important audiences, like one of the other issues that we have is that there's developer documentation developed by other groups. And so I guess I'm not sure what to do about that or how to think about that part. Mark?
Well, that leads neatly into this challenge, which is that the boundaries here are not well established. If there was an attempt to put everything that the community does or has within the remit of a council, you would argue that all of the developer documentation would belong under the inside the technical council, so would the operations documentation, arguably. Well, I don't know. Actually, operations is a really difficult area. However, the community doesn't attempt to do that. And like you said, Jen, there's lots of places where there's lots of other folks in the community outside of the TC who are documenting stuff that might or might not be relevant to some of the same audiences that we're talking about. So we need to establish some boundaries. I might suggest a degree of caution into getting too deep into the gap analysis, because the gap between what documentation we want and what documentation we have is, I suspect, huge. And that could be a pretty big rabbit hole for us to get into.
Christy?
I completely agree with what Mark just said about boundaries, and that is how I was going to jump into this conversation. I mean, if you think about boundaries, there's or any audiences of this, not just developers, product owners, et cetera, there's always going to be other information that they need to do their job or to understand a picture holistically. So I think it's a it I'm struggling to understand a scope here, and I would encourage us to think about a scope and what we're trying to achieve and make sure that what we're doing is, achievable and within the remit of, sort of the technical council. I mean, if we're just thinking about one user audience, I think that, thinking about that audience, like developers, vis-a-vis the work of the technical council, and thinking about what is it that developers need to know about our work and our decisions and our support of their work, and making sure that they can easily find it when they need to. But that doesn't mean that we have to, expand that scope and provide access to all of the information that the developers might need. So yeah, understanding the scope is something that I think is worthy of discussion.
Wayne?
Right. I mean, I started the scope conversation, so I agree with you, Christy. I think, however, that there's not much harm in trying to, start with our wiki space, and we all agree that it's probably not optimally architected, and if we start to run into boundary issues, then those can be brought to the larger group, right? I mean, but let's start with, hey, here's a proposed information architecture for this particular wiki space. Here's why we thought this was a good way to organize things. Let's start, if it's a, let's go ahead and start moving things into categories and making them easier to find. I mean, right, that just seems like it's kind of a, it's our job probably anyway to organize our own space. So, it seems like a good place to start.
Mark?
I like that idea. If we want some quick wins, we can take two of the things that have already been mentioned in this meeting. The AWS budget, which is frankly none of our business really at all, and stick that in the archive or delete it. And similarly, the voting rules, which in retrospect turned out to be a waste of our time because the community council had a simultaneous endeavor that overruled everything that we did. So we could, at the very least, straight off archive both of those things because they are almost certainly no longer relevant to us.
I'm okay with that. Although I've lost it now. What was the other one? The voting rules? Oh, AWS. All right, they've been archived. Todd?
It might be useful to have some kind of very light organization within the archive, like maybe the year of the document or something like that. So just so that there's a little bit of well, yeah, so it's just not a wall of documents. I don't quite know what that light organization would be, but just occurred to me that if I'm looking through an archive, there's usually some kind of I'm usually looking for something, anyhow.
Yeah, and I wonder too about criteria for just deleting, because I don't know about any, but I mostly search Confluence, and when you're just searching, that stuff is going to come up. Christy?
This actually speaks to Todd's comment while he was saying that. So I'm very process oriented, and as Mark was talking about moving things to the archive, I was like, well, why do we move things to the archive? What are the criteria for doing that? And the archive page itself is empty. It's just a stub page for organizing files underneath. So the archive page itself, I would appreciate documenting, what do the things in this folder represent? What does archive mean to this group? When do things get moved in? And you could add a log so that as pages or directories are moved under this archive, you can, date stamp them. And that would give you a record of that type of movement. It's just a suggestion.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And putting a little friction around archiving things is probably a good idea, because then we might delete more. Wayne?
I don't want to stop the sort of flow of good ideas, but I do want to caution us against sort of taking, right, we delegated a small subgroup because doing this kind of thing in committee is a little painful. I just want to caution us from going too far down that road. If we are, if we've agreed on the scope, and we've charged a subgroup to go and do it, then I mean, maybe this meeting is over, right? I mean, that would be okay. We don't have to go a whole hour.
Yeah, that's fair. And the people that wanted to be part of the group could use the rest of the meeting to work on it if they wanted to. Mark?
Did I miss the bit where we charged a subgroup? Because I agree with folks, if we've charged a subgroup, then we can all just leave. Two things on that. I may have missed us actually doing a charge of a subgroup. Well, three things. One, I obviously missed us doing that. Two, we've been talking about scope for the most part, apart from the distractions. And if we're going to charge a subgroup, we've been down this road before. If we're going to charge a subgroup, we need to make sure that the scope and the charge that we give to the subgroup is very explicit and well understood, because otherwise we know we otherwise this just gets messy. So is that what we want to do? Is write down what we want a subgroup to do? Finally, up until a few weeks ago, we had moved away from having subgroups and deleted all of the subgroups out of the part of the part of the place where the TC held them, and we weren't going to have any more, or we weren't having any more, and instead we were doing subgroup-esque work in these meetings. Maybe the TC wants to think about, given that folks have mentioned processes and policies here, and I'm no longer a member of the TC, so other folks can pick up the baton of how formal or not formal we want to be about this stuff. But maybe part of this is to pick up the baton about when is the appropriate time to pick that sort of stuff up, because we went from we don't want subgroups anymore to instigating two pretty much immediately after new members joined.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I all I can do is disclose my personal bias, which was that I always thought we should have had a documentation standing subgroup. But Maccabee.
I don't recall a decision organizationally not to have subgroups. Even after we didn't have any, we kept checking in on it every week on the agenda. I think we just didn't have any. We had some that had completed their work, and we had some that we decided to end because they weren't productive. But I don't think we made an organizational decision that it was a bad way of working. And I think the opposite. As Wayne just suggested, it can make certain things a lot more efficient. Also, to the point about scope, one of the things that subgroups have sometimes done in the past is that TC, does our best when we start the subgroup to give it a scope, but then the group in their first meeting sort of tries to define that scope a little bit more specifically. And then, the first time they check in with the larger TC, they sort of say, yeah, this is the scope we came up with. Does this make sense? And then it can be refined if necessary. That's certainly what I'm planning to do with the licensing subgroup that we just started up.
Mark?
Oh, you're right. We didn't make a formal decision. We did have a discussion about it and actively chose to organize Wednesday sessions instead of starting new subgroups. But it doesn't matter. It's historical. If this is where we're landing, what are the next steps? Is it to start a sub? It sounds like folks are all keen on the idea of a subgroup. Is it to start a subgroup and get them to come up with their own scope? Is that the decision and we're done? Is that where we leave it? I will throw in the caveat that many of the times when we've left it to the subgroups to scope their own group, there has not been a sufficient shared understanding of the work. That means that we've ended up having both the subgroup and the TC waste a lot of time and not get to the place we wanted to get to. So if we're going to do it, we want to learn from those past experiences. But is that the call that we're doing that?
So what if, based on this meeting today, we decide that the scope is just the TC wiki for now? That's the scope. For this group, the scope is updating the organization of the TC wiki. What I fully expect will happen is that the subgroup will go, oh my God, what about all this other stuff? And then we'll ask them after this group is done to propose a new subgroup to work on whatever the next thing might be. Mark?
So you said to what the way you phrased that was that they would do it. That sounds like what you're proposing is that we delegate authority to the subgroup to go and do that work, independent of the TC. Just go do it.
I feel comfortable with that.
We could also, oh, sorry, go ahead, Shelley.
Because I volunteered to be in the subgroup, I would appreciate that we would determine the scope here. And so then I know to, I just want to do the work, right? So just tell me what to do and I'll start doing it. And then, yeah, maybe you'll come back to the next meeting and be like, oh, we have questions about this or that.
Christy?
I do understand the concerns about making sweeping changes without coming back to the technical council. So maybe the charge is to make recommendations that are then discussed and affirmed by the technical council before implementation. And we can discuss whether or not this is the subgroup who makes the recommendations is the appropriate, composition to actually implement the changes, or whether, it needs to be bigger or smaller. I can't imagine smaller, but maybe, I don't know.
Wayne?
I mean, to my mind, it feels like the first step is to take an inventory of what we have, look at our audiences, and propose an information architecture, and then and that I would think you would want to bring back to the full TC once the sort of proposed architecture is in place. Moving things around and cleaning them up might not require a decision by the TC every time you move a document. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there might be some things where we say, oh, hey, yeah, it sounds like we have some things that we want to talk about how we organize the archives. Like, we might want to do a deep dive into some sections of the architecture. But in general, I mean, it just feels like, we just need to kind of agree on how we want it put together and then execute it.
Julian?
I don't think that we need a subgroup. People that want to clean up should simply go ahead, and then we are done.
Mark?
So I'm don't have any I don't have anything in this, so I don't know why I'm talking. But well, I mean, I guess that's the key decision. What Julian just proposed, which is a free for all. Well, there are three options on the table: a free for all, a subgroup that is initially limited to a proposal, or an or a subgroup that is empowered to do it separately. I do think that this has a this is a good example of a challenge that the TC has had for the last at least few months, probably the last year or two, where there are differing opinions in the TC about how to organize the work that the TC does. Like we had this when we were talking about changing the module evaluations, where some folks believed that it was best done in the TC, some folks believed it was best done by a subgroup and collected up and batched, and some folks believed that we should just change them as and when things come up. So, it sounds like we need to make a decision for today. We also need to make a decision, or somebody, if given the folks have talked about policy and process, it might be worth considering having a policy or a process for how to do this, for how the TC goes about doing these sorts of things, because it's been a little inconsistent over the last year or so, or a year or two. Where do we yeah, I think what I would say about the challenge with individuals going away and doing the things just on their own thing is how do you do that in a way that still lands you with a cohesive information architecture without having lots of churn of documents moving around? Because if two people disagree about what the most effective information architecture is, you just end up with people. You just end up with people just with people splitting the documents or people moving things all the time or whatever it is. I guess I think, yeah. So which way does the TC want to go?
Wayne?
Thanks, Mark. I pretty strongly disagree with Julian. I don't think it will be. I don't think it will serve any of the community that needs access to records of our work to have a free for all and just have people go and clean things up. I think there needs to be a coherent information architecture. The reason that I'm in favor of a subgroup is because I don't think information architecture works very well in a meeting with 14 people. But if people would prefer that, I would grit my teeth and make it through.
Kevin?
Mark and Wayne both pretty much said what I wanted to, but I'll emphasize it by repeating it. We've already had the free-for-all, and now we're concerned about the state of things. It would be good to have at least a minimal guide or policy on how we do this. Then we could have maybe a free for all under those conditions, but a group should probably need to be formed to at least come up with that minimal policy or procedure or guide. And that it would make sense to have a end date of that subgroup too, since I saw that conversation in the chat. That's it.
Okay. So we did have three people volunteer, which seems like plenty for this, and probably actually a good number. And actually really good perspectives, because we have Alamde, who's done a lot of development work, Shelley, who comes from SysOps, and then Christy, who's kind of got new eyes on all of this. So that actually seems like too good of a combination to give up, and we should take them up on it. And I'll just say, not everybody, this bothers me all the time. I have to look at these pages all the time, and I have never just decided to free for all rearrange them myself, because they didn't feel like they belonged to me to just do whatever I wanted to do. So I think people have a different levels of tolerance for just deciding to do stuff on their own. So I think we should go with the subgroup since we've got one. The steps that I wrote down here, I think, agree with what we were talking about. It sounds like, while I said I'd be happy to let the subgroup just run, they would actually appreciate the interaction with the TC. And so I think it makes sense to have that proposal and then the implementation. And I do agree that, like, once we have the structure there, people will be perhaps more willing or thoughtful about putting things in the right spot, as opposed to just adding at the top level, or at the very least, it'll then become easier for other people to come along later and move things into the right spot. For the start and end date, I think both Christy and Alamide have some vacation this month, so I don't know how strict of an end date you want to put down. Do any of you have opinions about the starting date and ending date that are volunteering? Shelley?
I am also going to be out conveniently the same week that they are. So maybe an end date would be something like end of September for just this proposal, information architecture proposal.
Okay. Alamide?
End of September sounds good to me. And if it needs to shift, we can have that discussion and shift it.
Great. All right. Amazing. Alamide, are you willing to be the owner? Or does someone else want to be the owner? Just Shelley or Christy want to be the owner?
I could be an owner. I guess that means
it means you have to give the update in the meeting. That's
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
TC meeting. Okay. And then any other, so we'll put you down for your first check-in. 13th.
Do the
11th. August 11th for the first check-in, or August 18th?
We're all going to be out next week, the okay. members. So, yeah, that's good. August 25th.
Okay. Christy?
I just wanted to confirm that, Shelley, you'll be reaching out to organize us, too?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry, I might have undersold the responsibility of the owner. Yeah, you have to do the meeting. Okay, anything else on this?
Sorry, I didn't raise my hand, but I do have a question. For the meeting, does it have to be in the Open Library Foundation Zoom and recorded and stuff like that? And if so, are there instructions on how to set that up?
So you should be able to use the TC Zoom, I think, anytime, if it's not during a TC meeting. I
Okay.
believe that's how it works, that it just always exists. But also, if it's easier for you to organize it on a Stanford one, I think that's fine. You don't need to record every single subgroup conversation.
Okay, thanks.
Anything else? Okay, can let you go. Maccabee, can I talk to you about your subgroup for 1 second after?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank
Thanks.
you.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
So I just wanted to tell you that Alameda and I made an amazing discovery,
Okay.
which is that apparently there has been an ongoing meeting between the Folio officers and the PC and CC chairs that wasn't including TC, because they apparently like invited TC at some point and TC didn't go. But it seems like a great place to elevate the licensing concerns,
Huh.
because it's sort of up through the Folio organization that this policy around open source licensing comes from. So I guess I just wanted to tell you, we're going to have that meeting with them once a month. The cadence actually starts next Monday, so it's, or I think it's next Monday. It starts really soon. So it might not be till the one after, but we do have that as like a place to talk to people who have like actual legal responsibility for Folio about licensing.
That's fantastic. So in other words, you guys as TC chairs are joining this existing meeting that's always involved the other chairs, and we were just left out for
Exactly. Exactly.
wonderful.
So yeah. So if you come to a point where you're like, okay, we're ready to get somebody who's got legal responsibility, let us know and we can bring it to that meeting.
Right. Well, so no, I mean that's great to know. One of the things for this subgroup that I wanted to do was include someone from community council specifically so that they could liaise with whoever those people were. And I posted to community council Slack on that, and Peter Murray volunteered. So
Oh,
he's
good.
a
Okay.
fourth member of our group, but what he would actually do to get those legal perspectives would have been entirely unclear. So the fact that he and the fact that he would be able to bring those to CC, or I guess Alameda bring them to this, is there a name for this group?
It's just officers and co-chairs.
Officers and co-chairs. And this is separate from the co-chair's own
So they
monthly,
actually
whatever it is.
decided to change the timing so that we'll give the officers a half an hour of our meeting, and then the other half will just be for the chairs, because it was scheduled at a really terrible time for the people in Europe. So they wanted a new time.
That's
And
smart.
now that we're all going to be there, it makes sense to use some of the co-chair meeting time for it.
That's smart. Yeah. Okay. No, that's great news. Thank you for
Okay.
sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have our subgroup first meeting 2 weeks from tomorrow, I think. So we'll get started then.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you. I was just so excited to find this out that I just had to tell you.
That is, yeah, no, that is fantastic. I mean, it will be good to get some documentation of some of those things,
Yeah.
if that's possible, like, you know, what sorts of questions that group can answer or what the relationship is. Like the legal contact that we got a couple of years ago, you, Jen, are still listed and not listed, but you were designated at the time to be, you know, like the Folio Project's official liaison with that person, which maybe
Yeah.
is still the way it should be, but maybe there should be some documentation around that and it should be different, you know.
Yeah. And maybe they still want to consider whether something so casual is what they want as their
Right.
solution. Yeah. Because that was
Yeah.
just like somebody volunteering from an institution. So,
Yeah, indeed.
yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the good word.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Yep, bye.
Bye.